Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Let's get back to the Daily Tip with Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to the show, the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. God, look at this great angle. Michael Jenkins, Denton Day. Bright light.
It feels like this is the Daily Tip after dark, but
it
in the
is.
Morning. It's like laid back,
yeah.
A cocktail. Like, kind of looks like you're in a speakeasy right now.
That's a good idea.
With the way that the cameras are set up. So we're just hanging out.
Yeah. You like a good speakeasy, or is it like not your vibe?
I went to one, funny enough, in Austin.
Okay.
That was very, very nice. I would love to go to more of them. It's just going into the city sometimes. I'm like, do I really want to do all this? But I love a good speakeasy.
Oh, I do too. I don't like being in bars or places where it's super bright. Like, I don't know why.
Hey, I want to dim.
Yeah, I just kind of want to dim where I can just chill a little bit. Like, I went to, where did I go? Was it Friday? I finally kind of got my bearings back. I'm like, all right. Okay, I'm up. I got my schedule back. I'm waiting in the lovely character, and I walked around the corner. I'm like, I haven't been in this joint in a little bit. And I'm sitting there bright as can be. And what was really annoying is I sit at the bar, and there are five stools next to me. Every single person has decided they're going to put their coat over their stool, but stand up the entire time. Which is like, guys, look, I want you to have your seat, but you can't have both.
You can't have both.
And by the way, I was there for about 45 minutes. I didn't stay too long. No one ever took their seat.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, if you're making a list of people that suck.
That sucks.
People that don't put their grocery cart back.
Yep.
Suck. People that don't pick up after their dog.
Correct.
Suck. People that take chairs at a place with limited seating
right.
And then choose not to sit. Suck.
I hate that. I'll just put my stuff here, so if I need it. Bro, there's limited space here. And these people are so annoying. The bartender comes over to me. She's like, hey, I don't know this person. She's very nice. Lauren, I believe her name was. She's like, what do you think I should do here? Turn the music up, or is that going to make this worse because they're so loud? And I go, that's a tough call. I go, are they going to speak louder when you turn it up? Or will they just kind of listen to the music? Or will they start dancing because of the music and start singing along? Like, I don't know.
What did she end up doing?
She just left it.
Yeah.
And then when I left, she goes, hey, you should come back again. I promise it's not always like this. I go, I live around the corner. I've been here for a decade. I go, it's totally fine. So she's very nice, but I'm glad. I always like that reinforcement. Like, it's not just you. Cause I was like, I am so annoyed right now.
Like we all also see what's going on here.
Right.
And how weird this is.
Right. Like, I'm not trying to be, it's not me, right? It's not just me. Like these guys. Oh my God. Yes. I was not pleased. Well, I'll tell you what pleases me is looking back over the weekend and naming the one man, the one woman, the one team that impressed us the most. So you know what time it is.
Here are your nominees for Monday MVP.
MVP! MVP! MVP.
I'll tell you what I see right now. A lot of homer picks. Not going to lie, I'm like, you know what? And you know, I will say this, Denton, and I'm not going to give away your pick, but that was going to be my pick. I'm like, if we're being honest, this is the right pick. But I was like, nah, I'll just go with my guy. Let's say it. Arch Manning, quarterback, University of Texas.
Manning being pressured, steps up in the pocket, goes downfield, and it's a touchdown to DeAndre Moore.
Call courtesy of ESPN. What a performance by Arch in that 52-37 win over Arkansas, 389 yards, four touchdowns passing, one touchdown rushing, one touchdown receiving, six total touchdowns. First quarterback in Texas history to ever do that. Not even Vince Young had a receiving touchdown. So the Horns have an outside shot at the college football playoff. They have to beat the Aggroids, as we call them, on Friday. I don't know how I feel about that. A&M is really good. But from a guy who had the yips, what, a month and a half ago? I mean, Arch couldn't throw a 10-yard pass. So for him to step up in a game like this, yes, Arkansas is terrible. Still, six touchdowns in a game, four in the air, one on the ground, one receiving touchdown, where he's 6'4". He had to go up top to get this bad boy. Incredible catch. Arch Manning is my MVP.
All right. I'm going to homer as well. My MVP of the weekend is Catron Allen, Penn State running back.
He's capable of throwing. Instead, it's going to be Catron Allen stumbling forward, and that will be enough. A four-yard pickup. And from Norfolk, Virginia, to the top of the Penn State record books, Catron Allen is now your all-time leading Nittany Lion rusher.
Catron had a great game against Nebraska, 25 carries, 160 yards, and two touchdowns. Passes Evan Royster as Penn State's all-time leading rusher with 3,954 yards and leads Penn State to a dominant win over Nebraska, 37-10. I didn't even realize this was a thing until everybody started going crazy. Didn't realize that Catron was that close, and to be there in attendance for it was pretty special. So, Catron Allen, running back for Penn State.
All right.
My nominee.
We always love something historic. You got something historic, Jenks.
Mm-hmm.
Double D had something historic. I figured I might as well jump on the bandwagon.
All right.
My pick for Monday MVP is Browns defensive end, Myles Garrett.
Ooh. Oh, man. Myles Garrett just swats the ball out of the hand of Geno Smith. And it's recovered by the Browns.
This is the best player in the NFL right now, and Myles Garrett is on the cusp of doing...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Something very, very historic, which is not breaking a long-standing record that goes back to the days of Michael Strahan for most sacks in an NFL season. He is on the verge of absolutely shattering the record that Michael Strahan set and now is tied with TJ Watt as well. He had three sacks against the Las Vegas Raiders. We knew this would be a big one for him, but there's so many times where I go into games thinking that one player is going to excel because of the matchup, and then for whatever the reason is, game plan adjusts and that player does not do well. And I remember checking because I was, you know, periodically watching this to see if Shedeur Sanders was playing, but the Eagles-Cowboys game at this point was entertaining. So my focus is here. And I'm checking this game to be like, I wonder how many sacks Myles Garrett has. Maybe he has like a half. And I saw some other players for the Browns having a couple of sacks. And I was like, maybe they're tripling him. And then Myles Garrett isn't doing anything. And then I saw, oh, nope, he has three. He's dominating yet again. He has 13 over the last four games. That'll get guys $25 billion if you get 13 in a season. He has that over four games. He has 18 for the season. Guys, it's not out of the realm of possibility that he ties the sack record in the next game for the Browns, just based off of how he's played over the last four. I'm setting the mark for him at 25. I think 25 sacks is the number that he's going to get, which is an asinine thing. I mean, he's going to be in a position where he's asking for more money again this offseason, and the Browns should be saying, yes, we will give you more money. We made you the highest paid player. You deserve more. We should make you the highest paid player again. You get the 49ers, which offensive line, okay, solid. You get the Titans, good luck to Cam Ward. The Bears, the Bills, the Steelers, the Bengals. I think he's going to have 25 sacks. He's on the cusp of doing something insane, and he's must-watch television. While everyone was focused on Shedeur Sanders, which we'll get to, Myles Garrett is the reason you should be watching the Browns. He is a masterclass of a defensive end.
Could not agree more. He was the one guy, like I said, where I was like, it's probably Myles Garrett. And what's sad is his performance will get lost today in the Shedeur Sanders talk.
Right.
I will guarantee you, I can't wait until I don't turn on First Take, but that I am channel surfing and I click across and we see some sort of hot take about Shedeur needs to be the Browns quarterback for the rest of the season, should have been drafted, you know, above Dylan Garrett, whatever it is.
He is him.
Right. It's Myles Garrett. Like, he might not just break the record, but to your point, to set it at 25 is, I think, reasonable.
One of my weird passions is when guys break long-standing NFL records.
Yeah.
I want them to really break it.
Yeah.
To kind of stick it to the boomers that are like, well, they played more games. Well, like, you know, so if he has 22 sacks in 17 games,
right,
you're like, oh, well, what if Strahan had another game? If he has 25, like, Strahan wasn't getting 3.5 in a game where Brett Favre took a dive, right?
Because,
like,
he did.
Because he did, right. So I want him to go above and beyond to really, like, no, he is the best. It doesn't matter the amount of games. He is the best at this craft, and he is going to approach, you know, with all due respect to, you know, Lawrence Taylor and to the Reggie Whites of the world, if he has the performance with 25 sacks this year, he is approaching that kind of territory in terms of where he is discussed on all-time lists. I mean, his career, one, he's had, you know, double-digit sacks every year except his rookie year. He has 120 sacks on his career, and he isn't even 30 yet. You know, he turns 30 in a little over a month, right after December 29th, a very interesting day of the year to turn 30. But he turns 30 on December 29th. So he still has, I would say conservatively, probably about 4 years left.
Yeah.
To just continue to add to this particular stat. So I mean, he is unbelievable.
Double D, when you see Myles Garrett, what do you think? You probably think, I wonder who the next head coach of Penn State's going to be.
Oh, funny guy. Listen, he's doing things right now that have not been seen. Like, what did you say? How many sacks in the last four games?
13. 13. Insanity.
13 sacks. I do not believe that there's anyone ever who has had 13 sacks in four games.
No, it's a record.
I could be wrong.
Absolutely a record. It is.
Once again, unblockable. He's probably getting double teamed as much, if not more, than Micah Parsons right now. It is ridiculous what he is doing against teams that he should be doing this against, but getting multiple sacks, not just one sack.
And I want him, like, I'm glad TJ Watt shares the record with Michael Strahan, but the Strahan record, Like, there were three things that happened on that play. Number one is Strahan got the record. Number two, Brett Favre absolutely
took a dive.
I remember watching that in real time and being like, come on, dude, not this way. And then number three, that was the day that Mark Astino's brain broke. Like, just absolutely.
I mean, still upset about
to
it.
To this day. What did Gastineau say to Brett Favre?
You hurt me.
You hurt me, Brett. You hurt me.
He lost millions of dollars on that play.
Yeah, he sure did. Coming up next on the show, time to check out tonight's game on the NFL schedule. And if the Panthers, are we talking Panthers football on Monday night? Yes, we are. Panthers, Niners. Coming up next on the Daily Tip, it is here on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.